9518 Cheryl S. West, south of Road 443A, 2,800 feet west of Road 62, a special exception placing manufactured home on a medical hardship basis.
Cheryl West, 17656 Dusty Road, Georgetown.
Just where you in. What a testimony you're about to give, Cheryl, correct best your knowledge.
Yes.
What?
What? I'll ask you later.
All right.
Something else? You need something now?
I'll wait. I'm confused. I'll wait.
The board's ruling is that it was an improper application because it was not substantially different from the one the last time.
The first one.
The original application.
You don't get to keep coming back every year, you know, to try to wear somebody down. I mean, it just, you get one shot, and unless you come in with a new application, you don't get to keep coming back.
He gets the apple one time, you get his bite.
Right.
If, for example, he wanted a two-story on the existing structure with no further encroachment.
No. And I mean, ten years doesn't make any difference. It's a reapplication.
Has to be different. Substantially different than the first one.
Final and binding.
So what would have been different is if he wanted to go on the same footprint to add the second story without encroaching further. That would have been different.
Okay. Have been different.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And his fee gets returned too.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. Any other questions? Okay. Okay. Ma'am, sorry for that.
It's okay. Because of medical hardship, I am requesting that my daughter, Christina West,
mm-hmm.
be allowed to place a mobile home on my lot.
Okay.
My existing lot.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what
size of mobile home would it be, ma'am?
Probably a two-bedroom, just a small.
Single wide?
Has one baby in.
Okay.
Oh, definitely single wide.
The year, what's the year of it, ma'am?
I'm sorry?
What would be the year of it?
How
old would it be?
Well, I don't know, because we had one when we applied, but it since has been sold.
Oh, okay.
So we just decided to wait to see if it would be.
We could get it through.
Yeah.
And you say your daughter and grandson will be the one they'd be living in?
Right.
Okay.
You said you had a mobile there before, behind that?
No, there's not been one. No.
Oh, okay.
No, so this would be, I mean, it would have to, I guess, tie into my septic. I guess the water and everything.
Okay. You understand that if this is approved, it's for a period of 2 years.
Yes.
And if the hardship no longer exists, as in you move or you no longer live there,
right,
or she no longer would
they
live
would
there,
have to be.
They wouldn't have to be removed.
Sure.
And then after 2 years, if the hardship still exists, then you can come back before the Planning and Zoning Office and request a one-year extension year after year. But immediately if the hardship is no longer there, it has to be removed.
Right.
Okay, ma'am?
Okay.
All right. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Moon? Hearing no further questions from the board, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that, I don't see where it's substantially affected versus the uses of neighboring adjacent properties. So I make a motion that we keep the public hearing open with the intention of approving it, but leave it open for the applicant to respond back as to the year and size mobile.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. McCabe that we leave case number 9518 open for the purpose only of the year and the size of the trailer with the intention of approving it.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, give your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Did you understand, ma'am? That's
yes,
just
I
the
did.
Two requirements.
Thank you very much.
You're certainly welcome, ma'am.
You can just call the office and let them know.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there a time limit that we have to do this, or?
Well, the board can't hear it, can't even consider it again until
you.
July.
What do you mean, 10th? July the 10th, anyway, ma'am. So,
because she's got an apartment that she's has until October. So that's why I was just wondering if, in the meantime, we can start to get it in there. Yeah,
we can approve it as soon as you can get let us
know.
Let
us,
yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Case number 90.